Hello everyone, we have a special project we're excited to share with you. This year, at their graduation celebration, we asked the 2021-2022 paramedics two questions. Is there something you wish you knew on day one of class? And is there something you learned throughout the program that you found valuable to your success? These are their answers.
Future paramedics of the world. Okay. You will not have no life like everyone told you you would when you started paramedic school. However, you will have probably one day a week off if you use your time wisely. Do not wait until the last minute to get your team leads done because it will screw you. Read the book. You have it for a reason. A lot of people don't read the book. We'll give you stuff to help clarify what you learned in class. And besides that, use your resources. Use Bill, Maya, Hutch, your other classmates, the alumni, and don't sweat it. You'll be fine.
My advice for future paramedics would be to not stop. So when things start getting hard and you start feeling overwhelmed or you're having a hard time grasping any of the concepts, especially in cardiology, I will say, just don't stop. Keep studying. Keep doing all your work on time. Get your assignments in. Keep trying to learn and master each thing that you go through. But if you stop, you're going to be so far behind the eight ball that you're going to feel like you're drowning. So just don't stop. Keep going and don't give up and reach out if you need additional help because Hutch and Bill and Maya, they're always going to be there for you. But don't stop. Keep going.
Don't be afraid to struggle in the class. If you need help, ask. There's plenty of people, your classmates, your preceptors, former people that have gone through class. Bill, Maya, Hutch, they're all very willing to help. Take advantage of them being there. Email, ask for times to meet outside of class if you have to. Everyone's willing to help you. You don't have to go through this whole thing alone. It's too much to go through alone for one person. So take advantage of all the resources you have with this program. Make use of everyone available to you to get all the information you need to. Because once you fall behind, it's hard to catch up. So just make sure you stay on top of everything.
Well, for starters, don't be late on the first day like I was. But since you're already here, I guess probably already learned that, especially if you were late. Nothing's worse than the look of disappointment from Bill as he walks towards you with your name tag. It was pretty awful. My biggest piece of advice is don't slack on your ride time and get it done earlier than later. I was one of those ones that I wasn't quite down to the deadline, but it was getting close. I really picked it up at the end and got it done, but if you don't get your butt in gear, you're not going to get it done.
I think we can tell everybody everything. We can tell them to be resilient. We can tell them to do their best. We can tell them all the stuff. But I don't think that there's anything that really fully prepares you for this. I think that you just need to read the syllabus and just do your best. Study. Do your best. Don't quit. You can always quit tomorrow. Don't quit today.
Okay, so I guess the best advice I could give for this class is A, do not be late. If you do not live in Rochester and you do not know the traffic, I promise you 30 minutes is not long enough. You need to leave way earlier. And basically, use your resources, use your bosses, use your coworkers. It may seem odd to ask for help, but it's a great thing and a great way to learn. And if you don't hop on the opportunities, people aren't going to offer them to you, so you got to stick your neck out there and get them.
I think the best advice I can give to you guys is check in on yourself. Check your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. And you got to make sure you're taking care of yourself. You're trying to meet all those deadlines. You're trying to meet all the numbers. You're trying to make sure you're doing well in the class itself and you're understanding the information. But at the end of the day, check your mental health because you're going to lack sleep. You're going to lack family time, friend time. Mentally check in on yourself on a regular basis and say to yourself, am I okay? And if there's any doubt, get the help you need and there's no shame in that.
Don't give up on clinical. If Hutch tells you that you're doing really great and you've got all your team leads in and everything, just keep going. Because in the end, they all count, every single one of them. You don't want to be at the last minute scheduling 60 extra hours of ride time in a week.
I wish someone would have said that 12 months feels like a week. The best advice I can give, honestly, one day at a time, one class at a time, one day of clinical at a time, and reflect every day on what you've learned that day and how you can apply it to learning more in the future and taking your time. It's a tough class, but if you do one day at a time, one class at a time, one test at a time, one chapter at a time, you'll get through it.
Some advice that I wanted to share, get off nights. I worked overnights And about February, I was done with it. And come March, like April, May, I could not stand the exhaustion. It was fine for the first semester, but once the second semester hit, especially with the way the county is now, even though I was in Hilton, and that's like a slow area, I was still getting crushed and I was exhausted every day coming to class, and it made it that much harder.
So day one of the paramedic program was probably one of the most anxious days of my life. I remember walking into that room and nothing felt real the first day that I was in there. We didn't even talk about anything clinical that day, but I remember I was freaking out, and that feeling went away pretty quickly once we got into it. I think the most important thing about this is to trust yourself. Bill's going to do a great job teaching everybody exactly what they need to know. Trust your gut. You've got all the knowledge that you need. You're going to become a great paramedic if you just pay attention and know that you know all your shit.
There are going to be things that you don't know and things that you don't understand, and that's okay. Things will come into like a better picture when you are out there on the road doing it and after you learn what you learn in class. So like, don't get disheartened when you feel like, man, like there's people ahead of me and there's people doing so much better and all this other stuff, because at some point you will get there. And if you don't, there's so many resources, whether it's your classmates or your teachers or resources online that can literally help you figure out the things that you forget and don't know. So just stick with it and never stop learning.
Day one, I wish someone taught me better time management and told me, which Hutch did a lot, told us to get our clinicals in early, but I wish someone told me how to lay it out so that each week towards the end of the week, I didn't feel like I was cramming everything in. Definitely after class every day, study a little bit if you can, if you have time. And try not to study with the people that distract you the most.
If there were any advice I would give to incoming students into the paramedic program, I'll start with two things. So the first one would be, know who your friends are and lean into that. I think it's really important to have a core group of friends that you not only study with, but also hang out with. This is a tough program, both academically, physically, and emotionally. You're going to be really worn out as you go through the program. So going through the program, I had five friends that I really like hung out with every other day, I worked with, and I honestly think it's one of the biggest reasons I got through this program. We studied together. When I didn't understand something, I went to one of them, and we said from the beginning, we're going to finish this together, and that's exactly what we did. So don't go through this program alone. There are people around you that need you as much as you need them. Number two, I would say you have a lot more resources than you already know. Every single doctor wants to teach you something, and they are a wealth of knowledge. So from Bill to Hutch to Maya to all of the attendings and residents, I didn't realize I could just walk up to a doctor who I had recently met in class and say, hey, I don't understand systolic versus diastolic heart failure. Can you teach me? But these people are so excited when you come to them with a question. So lean into that as well. Ask doctors questions every time you go into the hospital. Every EKG, walk up to a doctor and say, hey, I'm so-and-so in the paramedic program. I was wondering if I could pick your brain for a minute. There is so much around you in terms of knowledge and people that if you really lean into that and you rely on that, it's going to get you so far. So that's my advice for you.
So the biggest thing I would give for advice for the future class would be time management. I think if you have good time management with clinical hours, that the class itself should be more of a breeze than typically. And then the second thing is getting your in-hospital time done as quickly as possible so you can focus on ride time.
I wish I knew sooner to remember to put myself first. It's important to take care of you while you're learning to take care of everybody else. If you lose taking care of yourself, you lose yourself through the class. And then you won't be able to get through it the way that you want to, and you won't come out of it the way that you should.